significant aspects, and interdimensional Devlin reminds us of that.
We'll see you next week, 10 p.m. We're out of here. Thank you.
You're going to listen to Eclectic Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Nero before Zod. face blonde. So long old songs, my God made me a paragon. Here's my farewell to Babylon.
take you for the John and Mary Ellen's last night?
I was shocked. She served blue corn tortillas. It's so dated.
So depressed. I don't know what to do.
Hey, go for it, man.
It's easy for you to say you got the promotion.
Look, it'll come, all right? Just don't worry about it.
The feeling is definitely there. It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism. There are no limits.
It figures it would be something like this.
Our nation, our ideals, a vision.
Excuse me. To
just survive.
You know, you look like your head fell on the cheese dip back in 1957. You're okay. This one, real fucking ugly. Oh. You see, I take these glasses off. She looks like a regular person, doesn't she, huh? Put them back on, formaldehyde face. That's what we got.
That's enough out of you. You get out or I call the cops.
Call the cops? You know what you need? You need a Brazilian plastic surgeon.
I've got one that can see.
He's a tall, Caucasian male. Doesn't appear armed. Wearing sunglasses.
I don't like this one bit. Not one bit. That's like pouring perfume on a pig.
All right, suppose we settle down.
That's far enough.
Where'd you get those glasses?
Tooth fairy.
I'll bet.
You got him. Think yourself shaving this morning?
You look as shitty to us as we do to you.
Impossible.
It would be easier if we don't have to splatter your brains. Just take it easy. Hey, you stumbled onto something here. Maybe we can all benefit from this slight misunderstanding. Now, let's go someplace quiet so we can talk this over.
You bastards die just like we do.
Yeah. spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Farco. Shouts out to all. Live and direct every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. Music from all over this wonderful universe. RadioValencia.fm, here in the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia. We hear music from all over this wonderful universe. We've got it. We've got it all. Music you heard. You heard music from James Brown and DJ John Michael Peloton. And it's the remix version of We Got to Change. Dig it. Before that, we had something from They Live. They Live here on the radio. John Carpenter, Roddy Piper. All here. Keith David as well. One of the best movies ever. Also, we had music from Freshly Wrapped Candles, song Time is Passing. Before that, we had some Mulatu Astake, new music with Hatula. We also had some Ara Malikian and Anthony Quiñones, song Falling. Before that, we had El Deseo. I hope you liked it. And we started off the whole show with El Deseo, the band. New music to my eardrums. Just discovered them. And again, that song was called Schizzle. In parentheses, 646. We're back. Oh, I'm sorry. That band is called, did I say it right? El Intruso. I'm sorry. The album's called El Deseo. The band is called El Intruso. I-N-T-R-U-S-O. We're back. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. We here. Put on your sunglasses. Guess what? You don't need your sunglasses, baby. You can see it all. It's out in front, baby. It's all there. Whatever side you're on, whatever side you choose, it's all there. You know? But you think about that, man. The whole movie, the whole concept of They Live, you know, is, you know, they're trying to make you obey, basically, right? And that there's aliens on this earth disguised as humans. Let me tell you something, big dog. That's not an outrageous idea. No way. It's not outrageous. Any one of these people can be an alien. Just like any one of these people can be God. You know? You the homeless guy you stepped over, to go to work? Maybe that's God. Or maybe that's an alien. Or maybe it's all the same. You see it all. Sunglasses. You gotta protect your eyes from the sun. Is the sun an alien? Is the sun alive? Earth is alive. Earth is a living thing. So the sun must be living too. It must be alive. It's gotta be alive. You know? People go, what's on the dark side of the moon? What's on the other side of the moon? It's a moon base. It's a base. It's a place. With a city. Well, what's on the other side of the sun, playa? The daughter? Who knows? But our sun is alive. Stars are alive. You know? You want to reincarnate? You want to reincarnate into a rhinoceros? Fine. You want to reincarnate into an eagle so you could fly over everybody and poop on people? Fine. Or do you want to reincarnate into a planet? Well, plan it. Plan on it. You go cold. You go hot. You get angry. You erupt. It's all there. The humans made up of water, H2O, isn't Earth. The planet. We are on a living thing. Who's to say? You know, Saturn's alive. That's life in space. Saturn, Jupiter, those are all living things. They're still around. They're still pumping gas. Some had water. What it is? Is it just a rotation? You know? Saturn used to be an Earth spot. Pluto used to be an Earth spot, but it just moved down the line. After thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of years. To say there's no other life is to say you don't get thirsty. We all get thirsty. Moore's Way is the one. The planet can get angry and wipe anybody out at any time. Buildings. We're building on top of a living thing. We're living on top of a living thing. Why wouldn't there be aliens, guys? Why wouldn't an alien disguise themselves? Again, why would an alien not disguise themselves? There's rebels all over this place. People who don't walk the line. People who go against the grain. Right? People... Non-conformist people? Did I say the word right? People who don't follow what everybody does. Don't follow the herd? Why wouldn't there be aliens that don't follow the herd? I want to show my face right now. I know I'm not supposed to show my face right now because I'm an alien. But you know what? I don't want to do what my dad tells me anymore. I'm an alien. I want to just be me. You know, I'm a cis alien. I want to show them who I am. Let's do it. I could walk around. No one's going to say nothing. Who would stop that? Why would all aliens want to be disguised? That's the question. Humans don't want to be disguised. Humans don't want to follow the rules. You know, there's, you see the people on the street. If they're living on the street, you can say, oh, they're bad, they're this, they're that. But guess what? They're not following your rules. They're saying, okay, I'm going to be this way. I'm going to get something with wheels and put my belongings in it. Maybe get a couple dogs. And just do whatever I want 24/7. No rent. No job. Yeah. My clothes are dirty and I smell, but it's my smell. Why aren't the aliens like that, man? You know? West Coast Ted, you answer me that, West Coast Ted. Shouts out to West Coast Ted. He called me up and he told me there's cheap insurance everywhere. Don't drive without insurance. If you make under $37,000, you can get car insurance. But why do you want to be like everyone? Maybe there's people who don't want to insurance. They don't want to pay. I drove for 2 years without a driver's license, guys. You could do. There's people driving for 18 years without a driver's license. Still haven't got caught. You know, without insurance, without a license. You know, but he told me there's no excuse for car insurance. West Coast Ted said, two of my kids have this. Around 30 per month, funded by the state. The website is My Low Cost Auto, guys. If you make less than 37 G's, get some car insurance there. West Coast Ted. But West Coast Ted, why aren't they showing their faces? Why aren't there aliens that, you know, want to wear a mohawk and play music? Why aren't there aliens that they don't want to abduct anybody and they don't want to hide who they are anymore? What's with this cloaking, being invisible? You want to be invisible? You want to follow the herd, huh, alien? You want to be like every other alien out there? You're a dime a dozen. Uncover your face. Show your face. You know, but there's so many things you could say. Even ghosts show themselves from time to time. When I stayed at that bed and breakfast that used to be a brothel, and it was haunted with ghosts, and even the prostitute ghosts showed themselves every once in a while, bent over, taking it, or them on their knees. The energy lives. And I know the energy lives because this is a bed and breakfast that I stayed at that used to be a brothel over 100 years ago. 150 years ago, it used to be a brothel, a cat house, right? And you don't think there's an energy there, man? I know there's an energy there. Because this bed and breakfast is still only run by women. No men working there, just women. Is that by chance? Is that by just a coincidence? One could say there are no coincidences. But what are you gonna do? Show your face. Hide out. Follow the line. Walk the line. I know there's an alien out there going, I just don't want to experiment on people anymore. I want to be a poet. I want to write poetry. I want to use my words. I want to speak. I don't want telepathic powers to be my only ways of communication. I want them to hear my words. I have something to say. Aliens. Roswell was real. Aliens. You know, you see, there's a great video of this girl. She's filming herself in Spain or Portugal, and she caught a meteor coming from space, and she caught the whole thing, and everybody goes, yep, it's a meteor. Yeah, it's a meteor. It's scientifically proven. How do you know that, man? How do you know that's just a transport? How do you know that, man? Everybody goes, yeah, that's all explained with science. Well, what do you know? What don't we know? How are you so sure? It's just not a ship coming from another planet, another galaxy, another life coming into this planet, this living planet. How do you not know that? Why is you so for sure? It's a meteor. Come on, Facco. You see that? They're stopping me. Me to speak the truth. You hear that? They're already messing up. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm telling you. The science known. What does science know? I don't know, guys. You know, I'm gonna give you the Earth is not flat, okay? I'm gonna give you that one. I'm gonna give you that. I'm gonna give you we landed on the moon. I'll give you that one, man. But I'm not giving you that meteor. That's some little goofy girl filmed in Portugal doing her little FaceTime. I'm not giving you that. That's just a rock coming from the sky. No way. I'm not going to give you that aliens all do the same thing, because humans don't do the same thing. And I'm sober. I don't care what any of y'all say. I don't care. I know it. Look up that video. A lady, a little girl, a teenager filming herself and the meteor coming. That was something hidden earth. That was some Back to the Future shit. Gonna do, bet on it. You don't need sunglasses. Hear the music, feel it. Feel it. Roommate in the chatterbox. Lock it. I'm locking. We're locked in right now. I saw your comment exactly when it came in. He says, yes, Vember. They live. You know it, guys. How do we know Elon Musk doesn't have a little alien living in his head just like Pat Sajak? Roommate. We don't know that. They talk about it's in plain sight. It's all in plain sight. Everything in front of you is in plain sight. Where, roommate, what are they saying now? About the Grand Canyon, how you can't go to a lot of parts of the Grand Canyon on the floor? You heard that? You heard that? Roommate knows. He knows. Shouts outs to roommate. Roommate says shouts outs. What do you bet on, man? Are they all meteors coming in? The color changes? Northern lights? That's all explained? Who knows, guys? You do what you like. Get your sunglasses on. I don't have sunglasses. I feel the energy. Roommate says Grand Canyon. I saw once from high above a plane. Are you talking about aliens? I'm tardy. You know it, roommate. Certain parts of Grand Canyon are blocked off. They won't let you walk down there. I've never been to the Grand Canyon. I might have seen it on a plane as well. They got the see-through glass in the Grand Canyon. And they said they got pyramids at the Grand Canyon too. And sphinxes and lynxes. But who knows? Aliens are everywhere. I'm telling you, guys. There's an alien on the fifth floor in the building watching me right now. It's all good with me, man. You know? What are you gonna do? But, you know, look up. I don't know if you saw that video, roommate, of the girl filming herself and a meteor. She catches the meteor, like a big meteor. And it's blue. The light is blue, people saying, because it's hitting the atmosphere at a certain speed, right? okay, that's fine. Why are meteors worth like millions of dollars? Roommates say lots of people been falling into it lately, doing silly things. Maybe it's blocked off for safety or still cleaning up all the mess. Ooh. You know, I knew somebody, roommate, that went camping with his wife. And she went camping. They both went camping. And as he was sleeping, she went on a little walk and she ended up falling off a cliff and dying, man, while he was sleeping. That's crazy right there. Who knows? Is something getting pulled? An energy's pulling you? Energy is alive. That'd be crazy, though. I don't know.